Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome again. God bless you and thank you for being a part of this broadcast. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here always. Amen. Thanking you and thanking God. The Lord said, where two or three come together in his name, there he may be in the midst. Father, we thank you right now for the subject, oh God, can your wardrobe save you? Can your wardrobe save you? What you put on, amen, can it save you from death, hell, and destruction? Father, we thank you for the broadcast. We thank you for the listeners, those that will be listening. Oh God, loose and bind Satan's hand and a weapon that he's trying against them, discouraging them, oh God, that they will not be successful. Lord, we ask you to bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts. God, as we come together this afternoon, this morning, wherever we might be found, in the name of Jesus the Christ, our Messiah, we pray, amen. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Those that are calling in can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you're calling for the first time, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone and our host will put you in. Amen. You can be in the conversation or you can just remain on the phone. Amen, and listen, amen, and we be able to share with the callers the study, amen. Our prayer, we like to always try to go into a prayer, amen, the latter part of the broadcast for all those sick, all those prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, we like to take your prayer requests, amen. We always, as well, like to, amen, encourage you concerning the different type of Bibles. Make sure you examine the type of Bible that you read. Amen. It should be one of the greatest investments of your life because you live off the Word of God. Amen. That feeds your inner man. It feeds your spirit. And some of the Bibles, amen, I encourage you to start off with, amen, the King James Bible, the Amplified Bible, the American Standard, amen. We have the New International Bible, and you have the Good News Bibles, amen. But always examine John 3:16. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, amen. That's one of your key to scriptures. Amen. Known around the world. Amen. Yes, there are other interpretations and translations in different languages, but remember, amen, your study Bible should be as close, authentic as you possibly can. Amen. To the Word of God, and you advance out, amen, to a Bible dictionary, a concordance Bible, amen, and a reference Bible, amen, to continue to study. Amen. Paul told Timothy, study and show thyself approved unto God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed. Amen. We're looking at, as always, we like to lay some foundational scriptures. And here is a, amen, a subject tonight. Amen. And we are basing a lot of our research on, amen, Proverbs 27:17 say, iron sharpening iron. Amen. That a man would sharpen the contents of his friends. We come together. Amen. We talk about different subject matters and material. Amen. And thoughts, visions, and dreams whereby, amen, you can put together some missing pieces of your a understanding of a subject. Amen. And we're encouraging one another. Proverbs 20:24-30 talks about a lazy man. a laser man, amen, where the vine had grown up all over his house, all over his outside, amen. He wouldn't even try to do anything there. So we're not trying to be lazy to the point of you just don't do no research of your own, amen, because it'll put you in poverty. It'll put you in poverty. Proverbs 24 and 16 say, for a just man falleth seven times and rises up again. Amen. A just, righteous man, because of the fact, amen, we live in this ungodly world, amen, and we still living here. And some things can throw you as you grow, situations, time, and places and people can cause maybe you to stumble off the righteous track for God. But through the Holy Spirit and prayer and others, amen, you can come back on, amen, and get up. Amen. Get up means get back on the righteous road with God. Brush yourself off. Amen. Continue to live for God. Proverbs 24 and 6, there's a multitude of counselors, there is safety. And that's one of the things you find here on Blog Talk. Amen. A multitude, amen, of callers from different area codes, different states. Amen. We put it together. And you might be surprised. Amen. You think, Peter said, amen, that you think you're the only one going through, amen, trials and tribulations, and find out somebody's going to have been there before you, amen, and move it on, and they can reach back. Not necessarily walk back, but talk can give you understanding how they made it through. Amen. Looking at the Roman road, call it the Roman road, amen, Paul, amen, was saying concerning salvation. Paul said that in Romans 1:16, amen, he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. He's not ashamed, amen, of the word of God. He's not ashamed of the message, amen, because it's under salvation. Amen. So we're not ashamed of, they might be outdated. Some might feel that it's an outdated message. Amen. But we're not ashamed because salvation, amen, is in Jesus Christ. He is our Messiah. Amen. He is the Savior of mankind, God's Son. Amen. He is complete. He on earth and in heaven. Amen. Paul said in Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but his power unto God, of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also the Gentiles. That covers us. Amen. Romans 3:10. Amen. They call it sometimes the Roman road. Some call it salvation road. Amen. Romans 3:10. Amen. It says, for it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Amen. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. Amen. Amen. There is none. There is none righteous. None walketh upright all the time. And there is none that come before God. Amen. All of us was born in sin. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned it and fall short of the glory of God. We all. There's nobody can say, amen, I'm all right, without Jesus Christ. Amen. Romans 5:8. Amen. Talking about salvation, Romans 5:8. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Some of us are 60, 70 years old. Amen. 30 years old, 50 years old. God has already died for us. Amen. He's already died, showed his love toward us. Amen. Wherefore, by one man, Romans 5:12, wherefore, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed unto all men, for all have sinned. Amen. all have sinned. Romans 6:23 say, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He is our Messiah. He is the one. Amen. He is the Savior. Amen. And Paul sums it up in Romans 10:9, and that's where we are tonight. Amen. Today, this afternoon, tomorrow. If thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, that's Jesus, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth is made unto salvation. And that's where we are now. Amen. Salvation is dealing with the inner man, dealing with your heart. Salvation of a man. Amen. Romans 10:17. So now, amen, that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what I've given you, amen, a scriptures that pertain to salvation from the Romans book, the book of Romans. Amen. And it tells you that it sums up in a conclusion about John 3:16. Amen. God brought Jesus from the dead. And if you believe that in God, that God brought Jesus from the dead, amen, you can be saved. That's the salvation is complete here on earth as well as in heaven. Amen. We cannot cancel out earthly living. We cannot cancel out living here on earth. Amen. Jesus said in the Great Commission, go. So once we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then it become a knowledge, amen, seeking knowledge, meeting together after one another, like we're doing now. We're meeting and seeking one another, amen, and discussing things with one another. Because now it become a knowledge, amen. That's what Adam and Eve, amen, they were not attacked on the natural. They was attacked. When we say attack, I mean they was kind of brought information in that wasn't new to them. And that's why when God tells us to follow his instruction and follow his ways, amen, he will protect us from the false information that would cause you to lose your soul here on earth, and possibly if you don't regroup yourself, amen, and ask God to forgive you, you will lose heaven as well. So the question is, amen, wherever this question came from, you hear it floats around, amen, among people as we go out among people, amen, and talk to friends, family, neighbors about the love of God and discuss them about God loved them so much. Amen. And he wants to help them while they're here on earth. Amen. This question is, can your wardrobe save you? The clothes that you have, amen, that you buy, can it save you? And you might say, well, that's a silly question. That's a silly question. Maybe nevertheless, it's a turmoil going on. You meet some, say they were almost expelled or persecuted by the clothes that they was wearing. Amen. So the clothes that things they had on caused them to leave the assembly. Amen. Caused an embarrassment of the clothes they had on. And we might find that misinterpretation of clothing. It might be another scripture. People have run scriptures. Isaiah say line upon line, amen, and precepts upon precepts. Isaiah said in Isaiah Amen. But here we're going to look at Matthew's, amen, during the time of the wedding, Matthew's 22. And the king had he had summoned people to come to his wedding. Amen. He had summoned them to come. Amen. And we'll pick it up at the 9th verse of the 22nd chapter of Matthew's for the sake of time. Amen. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid them to the marriage. Amen. God want people to come and be among, amen, his, what he has prepared for them. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together as many as they found, bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. God wants everybody to come into his house of prayer. Amen. And when the king came into the, came in and seen the guests, he saw there was a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. And the king said unto the servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him to outer darkness. For there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Now, that can be taken out of context about clothing, but here Jesus is talking about the spiritual. The spiritual. Amen. The spiritual man. The inner man, the real man, because you cannot go to heaven with your clothes on. You cannot go to heaven with the natural clothes. Everything here will be left here. Amen. All the, even the bones and the dust, the only thing going to be going to heaven is spiritual. The spirit man, the inner man. Amen. But you're a body, soul, and spirit. You're complicated to the point. And if you don't realize that you're spiritual, amen, your body, soul, and spirit, amen, that Jesus told Nicodemus you must be born again, so the inner man is going to heaven. The inner man, amen, is be renewed and brought back to life with God, life in God. So the natural body and the clothes and the bones, we'll go back to the dust, amen, and you find in funerals, amen, nobody see any clothes or trucks or cars, amen, being taken up, we use that point of view, because either going down, amen, it can't be found anymore, amen, here on earth, they say, well, he's going to heaven or he's going to hell. So what is this? What are these comments? What we want to explore. Where is this coming from? You can't be saved unless you got a tuxedo on, short pants on, or tennis shoes on. You can't be saved. Amen. We want to explore that tonight, today, wherever you might be listening, this broadcast. Amen. We're here at Doctrine of Truth. We always try to stay on the cutting edge. Amen. To deal with things that fight against people's souls. All right, we're going to open up the lines here a little bit earlier than normal. Amen. I feel we have it in the studio now. Amen. We thank God for so many people in the studio. Amen. We got to, and we want to, amen. You can go to your phones. We open up the studio. And we have a caller at 561. As for this 1413. God bless you. You're on the air.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just want to raise a question. My name is Pastor Brown. I would like to say God bless each and every one on the line in the studio. I would like to say, what's more important? Is it the fruits you or me wear? I mean, is it the suits you or me wear? Or is it the fruits you and me bear? God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. All right, all right, all right, all right. We what's more important? Amen. What God looking at? Amen. What is he accepting? Amen. Your clothes, your boots. Amen. All the things in your heart, according to the scripture. Amen. All right, then. Those of you calling for the first time you ever been on the air, you press 1 on your phone. We always announce your area code in your last 4 digits. Amen. You can give your call, your name, if you desire. Amen. But we want you to know that all programs are being recorded and being used to play back. Amen. Those of you, amen, on our website, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Or you can go to, as well, our associate, amen, sister website is coming on with the youth. Amen. Go to the youthreach.org. Go to the youthreach.org. Amen. And the website that we have that's starting, amen, dealing with the young people, our youth, amen. There are many we had talked with, some have talked with, and they have been, persecuted and been heartbroken because of their wardrobe, and they are, don't understand. So we're in a different age and different time that's happening today. We are this 20th century. Things are not like it used to be. Amen. Things are going on. We're getting closer. Amen. To the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right. We have another caller at 954-4427. 954. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. I want to bless you. I was just looking at the topic tonight, and it's quite interesting. I was just recently in the book of Ecclesiastes, and, you know, one of the things about the book of Ecclesiastes is that Solomon talks a lot during those 12 chapters about accumulating things and wealth and having abundance. And he talks in the 6th chapter, verse 9, better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of desires. You know, he's talking a lot about this is all vanity, grass and that wind. Your desires could be unlimited. Many times in our lives today, many people never consider that a lot of the things that they want, pretend to be a need. And oftentimes we, in our lives, we let our wants convince us that they're a need. People All think right. sometimes their status in life, according to man, or what the world standards will help them to get a position spiritually. And often you see many of churches, the mega churches and a lot of churches, people who have a large income or a certain status in the community, oftentimes they kind of assume that will kind of put them in a higher position when it comes to being spiritual, especially in a lot of your churches, when that people are not, you know, looking at the fact that, you know, being spiritual, obeying God, studying His Word and living according to His Word, letting the Holy Spirit guide you in life, has nothing to do with your earthly possessions. You know, those things cannot enhance your spiritual knowledge, you know. And too often people value and prize their possessions more than they do the study of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good, very good. Amen. James talked about that. Amen. The Apostle James, amen, talking about the glad clothes. Amen. When a man come in in the church or the organization, whoever it might be, because of what his attire is and what, how he looked, and you say, oh, let him come up and sit up front. Amen. And put the other one in the back seat. Amen. Amen. James says, not so. Not so. That let us know the Bible is always, amen, pride. Pride is one thing God speaks of. Amen. Pride. Amen. All right. Amen. Yes, it's here today, and it's affecting a lot of people, and we don't think it affects people, but it does. Amen. We're here for upbuilding the kingdom of heaven. Amen. All right. God bless you. Very always needful. Amen. We'll continue. Amen. As we continue to go on, and Jesus told us to go. He said go, and it's a powerful word. Amen. If we all was monks or special groups that we hide out in the mountain and we only come out for sunlight or we come out a little while, amen, and people label us, oh, they're very spiritual. They're very contact with God. Amen. But that's not what I would. Who distributing the message? God marketing is that he wants to be hands-on, amen, one-on-one, discussing other people about Christ, spreading the word. So Jesus told us to go. Go in the highways and byways. Amen. And when you find someone who will accept the message, amen, start teaching that person a little bit further. Because salvation is of two parts. One, you accept Christ, begin to walk with Christ. Amen. Then the next one, your responsibility is go spread, not for us to hide out from the world. And if you can't get that love and affection in the house of God or by someone, amen, it has to be, it's a breakdown somewhere. It's a breakdown somewhere. Amen. It's a breakdown somewhere. If you got a good cake, a good recipe, amen, I want to share it. I want to share it. I would love for somebody to share it to whoever, because for them to taste it, to drink it, amen. I would want to say, well, I would like for you to share it, but, I don't like your clothes. I don't like what you're wearing. If it doesn't sound too good. It just don't sound too good. All right, we're going to go on. We're discussing tonight, as today as well. Can your wardrobe save you? Can your wardrobe save you? Amen. Or anybody. Can your wardrobe save anyone? And it's probably some misinterpretation. I don't know if people, I don't believe, amen, people would go out to harm someone, strictly harming someone. Paul said he did things through ignorance and misunderstanding. Amen. That they try to do God a favor. God is not looking at their clothes. He's looking at their heart. He's looking at, amen, obedience. Obedience. All right, you can push one on your phone. We thank God for the caller so far. Amen. We're on a subject. You might not think that if you talk to others as you begin to go, and we're assuming that everyone that listened to the Doctrine of Truth understand, amen, the importance of talking to other people, amen, about the gospel, about Christ. And if you go and begin to touch bases, amen, not forcing yourself on others, just live, and you'll find out why they stop going or why they're not in a house of prayer or they stop assembling. Amen. Amen. And you might run across, I'm quite sure you're going to run across this church hurt. This church hurt. We can label it as church hurt. If there ought to be some more, some of you might have some more comments you want to add to this church hurt. Amen. I left because I didn't have the right wardrobe on. I left. Amen. I feel I'm being persecuted because I don't have. Amen. I'm not dressed the way the congregation want me to be dressed. All right. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. And we might be some other scriptures. Amen. That you'd like to add to. Comments, visions, or dreams that you can be, you'd like to add to this study. Amen. So there are many, many different church hurts, and this is one that I find. I don't know if it's an excuse or we always examine things here. Amen. According to the scripture, amen, or experience. We talk about it, you know, on Doctrine of Truth, amen, to kind of iron things out, to encourage, like Proverbs says, iron sharpening iron. It's a good possibility, amen, to pick up someone spiritually, amen, encourage them to don't give up, just don't give up, amen. It's important to be in the right environment. It does affect you. Amen. Being around the right people does affect you. Amen. And James, amen. James was saying in the 5th chapter of James, amen. James saying that, go now, you rich men, weep and howl of your misery that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupt and your garments are moth-eating. Your gold and silver is cantered. And the rust of them shall be the witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. Amen. Behold, amen. We can stop here for a moment. Listen, God have nothing against riches. Amen. If you look at all the brotherhood, look at all the patriarchs. Amen. All of them was well-to-do, well-off. Amen. They could have had more if they wanted to. But whatever they had was the best in the land. Amen. If God is against riches and he would never gave his baby, amen, baby Jesus, all those, amen. Frankincense was one of the best herbal ointments, myrrh, amen, known for all kind of medications of healing during that time, amen, and gold, amen. Jesus was one of the richest babies that came out of, amen, came from the hospital, because God sent those men out, whoever they were, kings, some say they were magi, musician, whatever, they brought the best. Amen. And Jesus was rich before he left. Amen. His family was well to do. Amen. So if he was that, God was against riches, why Jesus said he going to prepare a place for us? He said God got many mansions. He knows a home and land is very important. Amen. To make us feel comfortable. Amen. And love. Amen. God wants us to have the best houses, the best homes. Amen. So it's not about your clothes to get saved, because this is about salvation. All of that come afterwards. Amen. All those things which you have, God going to upgrade you. He going to upgrade you when you get into heaven. He going to upgrade you here once you come into the family of God. He going to upgrade your life. Amen. Because that's who he is. That's who he is. Amen. Amen. But the wardrobes, amen, God gonna give you things, and you begin to want things. He wants you to have things. Amen. Amen. In the book of Matthew, amen, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Amen. God going to add those things after salvation. After salvation, he's going to add a lot of things to you after salvation. But the problem is the enemy is using that, and we can bring it in now. We can bring it in now, and nothing but the devil's comments and things that hurt people make them feel that they're not adequate, and it's a good possibility at this point of your salvation, you are in the wrong. Amen. In the wrong. Amen. In the wrong vineyard. You're in the wrong assembly. Amen. There are so many different assemblies out there. Jesus said, in the last days, there'll be many false teachers, false preachers. Amen. And they're coming in multitudes. So when you find yourself as a child of God, you know you're saved, that's not an issue with you. That's not a problem. You know you're saved. You know you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. You confess your sins. Amen. Been baptized in water. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Christ, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, that's not an issue with you. Amen. Salvation, one, is not an issue with you. Amen. And you find yourself looking for a child or assembly that you come together. Amen. You could have fallen among the wrong house of prayer. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. Amen. As I've been in ministry since 78, and there's a great possibility, amen, that there are many false ministers and preachers, amen, that have set up houses of prayer, and they're not showing love. They spreading hurt, amen. They've been teaching their people to steal, amen, and to hurt, amen, and running people away from Christ, running people away from Christ. And if you find yourself in that situation, amen, continue to talk to Christ. Prayer, one of the powerful tools. It is your ATM, your checking account to heaven. Amen. It is your source of all that you need, information, ATM, amen. GPS, the Holy Ghost, and he's better than anything you can find. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you and show you. It is a great possibility. You have to understand that every house of prayer and every man of God, they might not be real men of God. They might not be real women of God. All right, we have 561-1413. Go right ahead. God bless you. All right, got a caller. Area code 561. Last four digits, 1413. Amen. I guess you're having a difficulty there. Amen. And that, all right. Amen. In these days and times, amen. All right, 954-4427. God bless you.
Amen. You know, one of the things that, as believers, that we must do is, through the word, learn how to be content. That's what. That's the biggest sin that's against us nowadays, is that we have not learned to be content, and that is where the enemy gets a foothold on us and keep us striving and grabbing after things, putting ourselves in deeper and deeper in debt causing us to overwork ourselves and try to get money to get out of debt. But what we're doing is, if we're not content with what we have and learn how to be content, we always will be striving after something, keeping ourselves in bondage because we're getting in more and more debt. And that's what happens when a person does not learn to be content in life. We have to learn how to separate our wants from our needs, or learn how to look at what you have and thank God for what you have, because many of us don't realize that we have a lot more than many people have. You have a home, you have food and shelter and clothing. That's a lot more than a lot of people. A lot of people are living out in the streets, have no place, no home to go to. And when we do not learn how to be content with what we have and thanking God for what we have, we'll find ourselves going out or getting into debt and getting things for the sake of just having them. Not that we really need them. We're just going to get them because the neighbor has gotten just got another new car, or we're trying to keep up with other people, or trying to keep up on the appearance. And that a lot of times what keep us so much in bondage is we're too busy looking at other people, trying to keep up with them or outpace them, and that just keeps us going in circles. We never get free, and we can't be satisfied with what we have because we haven't learned to be content.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Amen. That's mm-hmm. one of the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Patience, self-control. Amen. It's one of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We want to get there in a hurry, and the world is saying so. And just to put away a lot of noise, cut down a lot of devices. Amen. Just to be set aside and just be quiet. Amen. That's one of the precious things I didn't realize. Amen. To start retiring and have to run after the clock and, amen, set aside things and slow down, take public transportation and thank God for what I have.
Richard, that's it. You know, a lot of times you're out there working and, you know, you're going back and forth to work and you may not be aware of it, but a lot of times you don't realize you're observing your co-working and, you know, they driving a nice car to work and stuff. And, you know, you get to the point, you think you want to drive a better car to work too. But, you know, you have to be faithful in what you have. And if you drive what you have and take good care of it, then when the time comes, God will give you a better car. But until that happens, you got to be faithful for what you have. Keep it nice and do it. A lot of times we are reaching for stuff that not within our own means. I look at one of the toughest things that we have as believers is trying to keep ourselves from being distracted. A lot of times the advertisement, be it through the media, television or radio or whatnot, is always advertising stuff, and billboards is advertising stuff. If you're not careful, you'll get caught up into that advertisement where you'll think that you need to go out and get something. Well, I had this for quite a while now, and I need to go get a new one, you know. And that alone is what keeps us in bondage, constantly thinking that we need to update something we have when nothing is wrong with what we got. A lot of times our automobiles, we don't need another automobile. What we have is fine. It's taking us to and fro, but it's the advertisement, the distractions of the world will get us to thinking that I need to get rid of this old car and get something a little newer and everything. You know, I had it so long. And this is where not being content keeps you in bondage, keep you in it. You always seem to be struggling to stay up or keep up. You just got to learn how to turn a blind eye to the advertisement and be satisfied with what you have.
Amen. Very good. Amen. Very good. The enemy always, now is someone thinking now, well, I need to go buy a grocery. And if you see advertising, and the first thing you think about where you're going to go buy grocery is that advertising you've been seeing. Amen. They want to put that in your mind, put that in your thinking. And that's where the Word of God and prayer, amen, we should be so close and so focused, amen, that anything come up, you know, boom. I got to talk to God. I got to meditate on it. Got to pray about it. Amen. Amen. All right. Very important that we stay focused. Amen. Your home. Jesus said that we're going to have a mansion. You know, and I thought about it. I said, wow, we're going to have a mansion. So God is concerned about our homes where we live. Amen. What kind of transportation? We wouldn't have to worry about no transportation. We'd just be caught up and moved. Amen. We're going to be this Holy Spirit that's move us from town to town, place to place. Amen. But we will have a place. Amen. But thank God, your wardrobe is not going to stop you from going to heaven. Amen. If you find someone, say, well, I was put out of church. I stopped going to church because I didn't have the right clothes. Keep encouraging that brother and that sister. Let them know, come follow me. Paul said, follow me while I follow Christ. Amen. You should be able to say, follow me. Amen. I know a place they're not going to fight you for your clothes. Amen. You'll do better. Do better, but don't put yourself like it was. Amen. Man of God is talking about, don't put yourself in debt. Amen. That's a trap for the enemy. The trap of the enemy. All right. We're getting ready. We'll take two more callers. Amen. And we're going to get ready to go for prayer and asking God to help our brothers and sisters. Amen. They've been hurt. Amen. About they didn't have the right clothing. Amen. They were run out of the house of prayer. That guilt. Amen. And that pain. Amen. Loving God. The house of prayer consists of all type of people. The synagogue, the temple, the church consists of all type of people. They come and hear, amen, the message that was drawn there by the Holy Spirit. Amen. They was following someone. Amen. Children being taught by the parents and they made a man of God. Amen. Sunday school is one of the powerful institutions there, studying the Word of God. Amen. To learn more about knowledge, get more knowledge. Amen. Paul said, renewing the mind. Renewing the mind where you can sit. Amen. And even so, a little medium like this, a little gathering like we're gathering here. Amen. Discuss things. Bible studies in the homes would help you to stand. Help you to stand in these days. Amen. So when it comes down to you, you got to buy another suit every week, a new dress, a new pair of high sheer shoes and loafers. And you say, well, thank God, I'm content for what I got. Amen. You're content for what I got. Amen. All right. We'll take one more call. I believe we'll take one more call, and then we're going to go in prayer. We're going to get ready to go in prayer. Amen. For those that have not, amen, we're going to prayer for those, amen, you know, amen, that they love the Lord. They care about Jesus. Amen. They love the church. And just tell them, don't give up. Don't give up. Give them a scripture. Amen. Let them know Proverbs 24 and 16. Amen. It said, a just man falls seven times, amen, he rises up again. Amen. Tell them they can get up. Proverbs 24 and 16. In Proverbs 24 and 6 say, the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. You need some time to rub shoulders with others. You need some time to rub shoulders with others. Amen. We are getting ready. Amen. I think we just go ahead. We just go ahead and go into prayer. Amen. We're gonna go into prayer, and it looks like we can start at 954-4227. Give us a prayer.
Father God, we thank you for the program tonight, and thank you for the teaching. It helps us, Father God, to grow, that we would study your word and meditate on it. We ask you, Father God, to help us to be content, Father God, with the life you give us. Each day you wake us up, you give us a new day. In Blessings, in Lamentations 3:33, you said that you give us new beginning each and every day. Help us, Father God, to be content with the life that you give us, that we depend upon the Holy Spirit to guide us, that we, Father God, would not try to have our will, but to let your will be done in our lives. This we pray in, Father God, and ask you in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Amen. Amen. It might be another one. Amen. We'd like to have prayer. Prayer for those that have been hurt. Amen. In the sanctuary, might have been hurt. Amen. Psalms 134 says, I will lift up your hands in the sanctuary and be blessed and bless the Lord. Amen. There's nothing wrong with it. And wherever you might be in your home or your house, you can wave to the Lord. Amen. In the sanctuary, amen. There's nothing wrong with waving to the Lord. Amen. As a wave offering, the Whitakers talk about the wave offering. Amen. God knows your heart. It's what we're not. This clothes is not your heart. Amen. You can't get saved by the clothes you have on. Amen. God knows the heart. Paul said in Timothy, 1 Timothy 2:8, Paul said, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Amen. You can lift up your hands to the Lord and pray. Amen. Reaching out to God. Amen. And praying to the Lord. Anytime you can't lay straight out on the floor, bend down. Amen. But you can reach your hands up and pray out to the Lord. Amen. Pray everywhere. Anytime. And that tunes your inner man in. Tunes that confidence in that he's there. From time to time, amen, you'll feel his spirit. You'll feel his confidence. And whatever that anxiety is and pressures, especially in the time Paul said by the of Matthew's gospel, saying that these are the days of sorrow. Amen. Losing jobs, losing homes. Amen. Losing cars. Don't even have a wardrobe. Amen. People are kind of sorrowful, and they feel that they're out of place. They're out of place, and they feel they can't fit in. But prayer and communicating with God. Amen. If he helped the sparrow, he can help you. Amen. You more precious than a little bird flying around. Amen. But you have to go. We have to go. We have to brush ourselves up. Amen. Say to all the ministers and pastors, amen, you can't give it up. You can't give up. Amen. I met some that had given up and throw it in the Bible. Throw it in the Bible. Amen. And sometimes people make you do that. Moses did that. People do that. Amen. It's like you just can't fit in. You can't see the right thing. Can't do the right thing. But nevertheless, God is still with you. The word of God, amen, is our lamp to our feet. Amen. To all the church hurts that go on, amen, God love you. God cares. Amen. Those things that hurts our feelings, amen, they are just natural. They are natural things. Jesus wept over Lazarus. Yes, he did. He wept over Lazarus. So he knew about living in this body, walking in this body. But nevertheless, we're going to have a new body. We're going to have a new body. We're going to have a new home. Amen. We're going to have a new surroundings. But we're here. We're on a mission. All of God's people are missionaries. We're on a mission. If I use that terminology, we're on a mission because he told us to go. amen, to all the world, talk to people, shake ourselves off, amen, find a ways and means, amen, to talk to others, amen. My uncle told me many years ago, amen, we're getting close to closing now, amen, that when I was in the Army, he said, when you go back overseas, he said, look at other men, amen, you know, forget about yourself, amen, try to help those men. Those young men was coming in married. They left homes, and amen. And I just forgot about myself, so I went with did another term. Amen. You forget about yourself. God will take care of you. Amen. The Lord will take care of you. He'll be concerned about others. Proverbs said, be concerned about others. Amen. And if you help others, you're helping yourself. If you help others, you're helping yourself. Amen. But keep your houses, your clothes, and keep yourself up. Your bills paid and everything. Don't go that far and just bankrupt yourself. Not that type of forget about yourself. But, amen. Be concerned. Be compassionate about others and pray for them. Pray for them. Because one day you was in that same state. All right. I think we can have one more prayer. Amen. For a church hurt or anyone. Amen. Can come forward. Amen. Give a short prayer or testimony or vision. We got about 2 more minutes here. Got 2 more minutes here. Amen. Those of you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org and scroll down the bottom of the page. Amen. If you'd like to donate, amen, to the cause of this effort, amen, you can do so. Also, we have our sister association, amen, ministry dealing with youth. Amen. Dealing with the youth. We have a new, amen, ministry coming up dealing with the youth department, ministry reaching out to young people. Amen. The website is Go to the Youth Reach, R-E-A-C-H, amen, .org. Go to the Youth Reach. Amen. And we are working to, amen, to be able to work with our young people. Let them know there is a life. There is a life in Christ. There is joy. There is peace. Amen. They don't have to destroy themselves. Many of them coming out of school, and all of a sudden they dawn on them now what they're going to do next, what they're going to say next, and they become stable in a neutral position. Enemy has, amen, out to destroy our young people. Different schools being attacked. Amen. Not only that, but, you know, different jobs. Amen. And people's mind is distracted. And especially our young people. So when they get out of school, amen, they really don't know what to do or what to say next, and they kind of in a neutral position. Amen. So God love you. Amen. We here at Dr. love you. And we thank God for you tuning in. Amen. Continue to pray without ceasing. Amen. We're here. And always, you can go and check. Go to the website, doctrineoftruth.com/blogtalkradio, Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You'll find us there, and you scroll down and look at some of the echo and different programs. Amen. That went forth, and you might be trying to find some programs there over the going on 3 years now to be able to be a help to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. You can play them and call a friend and tell a friend and invite them to listen to the program and be of good help to you. Amen. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. Don't give up. Just don't give up. Amen. Jesus says, seek and you'll find. Matthew 7:7. Seek and you will find. He says, go. Go out and look around. Seek and you'll find. We got technology today. You can call. You can write. Amen. You can go on the internet. Amen. You can find help. You can find people. help your cause. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Just don't give up. Just don't give up the fight. Amen. Because the fight is not yours. It's the Lord. Till next time. Bless you.